This is a story that was told to me by my aunt that gave me the chills. Back in the 90s when she was in college, she worked at Burger King for one summer. She told me that one night, when she was at work, it was a really quiet night and it was pretty late, so it was just her and a few other employees working at the time. My aunt needed to go back to a storage closet they had to get something, but when she opened the door, she saw a man sitting inside the closet. She screamed and ran away to get another worker. When they both came back to the closet and opened it, the man was gone. They had no idea how he could have gotten out without being seen. Then, a few weeks later, while working another late-night shift, my aunt was by herself working the cash register. The restaurant was completely empty, except for a man sitting by himself in the corner. After a few minutes and getting several looks at him, my aunt recognized him to be the same man that was hiding in the closet from before. She wasn't sure what to do. The man was just sitting there in the corner by himself. He didn't order anything, and he wasn't really doing anything either. He was just sitting there. She couldn't help but feel a little bit nervous. My aunt ended up going back to tell one of her coworkers who she was friends with. But when they both came back, once again, the man was gone. It was a weird experience, and my aunt only worked at the Burger King for that one summer. Not long after, she quit working there. But she learned about the history of that Burger King from her friend later on. It used to be a different restaurant, but that restaurant was closed after a man had died inside the restaurant in a robbery. When she saw the man's photo, he looked exactly like the one she had seen. The restaurant was abandoned for about a year before Burger King took it over, 5 years before my aunt worked there. It's a pretty creepy story. I work at McDonald's, as I'm a high school student and just turned 16, so it's a decent first job for me. About a month ago, I was working in the drive-thru taking people's orders. It was a Friday night, and things were finally quieting down at about 10 p.m. A car pulled up to the drive-thru, and I began to take their order. After I spoke and asked them what they would like, they didn't respond. It was just silence for a few seconds. I repeated myself. The person responded by saying my name. And not just my first name, but my full name. First, middle, and last. I realized it must be someone that I knew, but I didn't recognize the voice or the person. I was confused. I asked who it was. They didn't answer. They just repeated my name one more time. They then drove off. It was a man wearing sunglasses. I didn't recognize him at all. I was pretty spooked for the rest of my shift. After I got off, I went home and told my parents. They were just as confused as I was. To this day, I don't know who it was, and every time I think about it, it creeps me out. This happened almost 3 years ago now. I was driving back with my friend from college. It was kind of late at night, and we were both super hungry. We saw an exit and took it. When we did, we saw that the only open restaurant there was Arby's. Their drive-thru was out of order, so we both walked inside. The place was very quiet, and we appeared to be the only customers. We ordered, and then stood by waiting for our food. As we were waiting, we saw the door open and a man walk in. He looked to be middle-aged and was rather tall and large. He had glasses and sort of long hair as well. He walked in slowly and looked at us as he did. Then he walked over and sat down at one of the tables in the restaurant. As we waited, I could feel the eyes of the man locking onto us. My friend and I would both glance over occasionally to see him staring. It was rather uncomfortable. Finally, our food was done, and they gave it to us. We took it and walked out of the restaurant. As we walked out and went back to my car, I noticed the man was parked directly next to us. At least, I assumed that it was the man's car, because there were only two other cars in the entire parking lot. Then, I noticed the man exiting the restaurant and walking towards us. He was giving off a really creepy feeling to my friend and I, so we quickly got in my car. We had planned to eat in the parking lot and then drive back, but with the man parked next to us, he got in his car and then began to stare at us once again through the windows of our cars. It was really creepy, so I decided to just drive away. But just as I was afraid of, as soon as I started up my engine, the man started up his as well. and when I started driving away, he followed. I merged back onto the freeway that we had been on before. It was pretty late, so not too many cars were out there besides us. As we started to speed up through the freeway, the guy in the car behind us went from following us to aggressively tailing us. He drove right up to the bumper of my car and followed extremely close. He was so close that I thought he was going to hit the back of my car. I sped up, but at the same time, I knew the potential danger we were in. My heart started to race and I began sweating. The guy behind us then changed lanes and started driving beside us. I slowed down to let him pass. When I did, he slowed down to the same speed. But as his car got next to mine, I looked over and saw him staring at me with a deranged smile on his face. Then he turned his car right towards ours. I had to swerve onto the shoulder of the freeway and slam on my brakes to avoid him hitting me. He ended up swerving too far and then spinning his car out. As it did, he went off the road and his car went down into the ditch. We slowly drove by as we saw him try to drive out of the ditch, but appeared to get stuck. I was relieved and I didn't want to stay there, so I elected to drive away, but as I did, my friend called the police. We explained the situation, and they said they would have people in the area shortly. I was able to make it home safely, thankfully, but it was a close call and something I will never forget. This happened to me about a year ago. I was hanging out with some of my friends from high school. One of them worked at McDonald's, and we stopped by because he wanted to say hi to one of his coworkers. There were four of us, and it was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Our friend went inside, and the three of us chilled outside because it was a nice night. I don't think there were any customers at the time, besides us, but after a minute or so, we noticed a man riding a three-wheeled bike around the corner. He had a speaker attached to the back of his bike, which was playing music. We all watched as he rode by us and around the parking lot. He started riding laps around the restaurant. My friends and I thought this was funny and made a couple jokes about it. After about 10 laps, he rode up to us and stopped. He had long hair and a slight beard. He was wearing baggy clothes and appeared to be in his late 20s. He stopped his bike about 5 feet away from us and turned down his music. We all looked at him. "You guys want to know something?" he said. "Sure," I said. He responded with, "I'm about to rob this place." We all looked at each other confused. One of my friends laughed a little. We figured he was joking, but it was kind of a weird thing to say. He just stared at us with a slight grin on his face for a couple seconds. I turned and looked and saw my friend was still talking to his coworker friend at the counter. I kind of wanted to leave. Finally, the man spoke again. "I'd get out of here if I was you guys," he said. "Why's that?" my friend asked. The man said to just leave. My friend said no. I was surprised, but I realized there were four of us and one of him, and he wasn't any bigger than any of us. The man stood there next to his bike for about 30 seconds just staring at us. Finally, he got back on his bike and rode off. We felt tough for possibly preventing a robbery, as much as we didn't know how serious the man was, or if he was on drugs or something. We all went home, and the next morning I woke up to see my friend post in our group chat a link to a news story. It was about a local bank that had been broken into the previous night. A rock was thrown through the window, and a man was arrested inside. It was the same man. I used to work pretty late nights at one of the jobs I had a few years ago. I remember one night after work, I was especially hungry and wanted to get some food on the way home. It was after midnight though, so I knew I didn't have many options. Of course, as I was driving down the road, I saw a Taco Bell sign, and I knew they were usually open late, so I decided to stop there. I was not all that familiar with the area, because I only lived in that city for the job I had, and I was from another state entirely. As I pulled into the Taco Bell parking lot, I could see that it seemed a little outdated and run down. There was also nobody else there, but that wasn't all too strange with it being so late. The area did look pretty run down, and it was a little sketchy, but I didn't care. I was just really hungry. I pulled into the drive-thru. It took a while for the person to ask me what I wanted, but when they finally did, I ordered two beef burritos. I pulled around to the next window and paid. The worker said the food would be out shortly and then walked away from the window. Once they walked away, it took a really long time for them to come back. I sat there waiting for about 5 minutes. I wondered why it would be taking so long because nobody else was here and I had ordered one of the most common things on the menu. Still, I wasn't going to complain as long as I got my food. But then, out of nowhere, I felt the back passenger side door to my car try to be opened. I was driving an SUV, but thankfully my back doors were locked. I looked but couldn't see anybody. They must have quickly hid behind my car at an angle I couldn't see. Then I heard someone kick the back of my car. As they kicked it, I looked again and saw somebody duck down behind the back of my car. Then, I started to see a man running out of a bush on the edge of the parking lot of the Taco Bell. He was running straight for my car and appeared to be wearing a ski mask covering his whole head. I didn't waste a moment and quickly hit the gas pedal and sped away. I could see him and another man running after me in my rearview mirror as I sped off. I left the area quickly and ended up driving home without getting any food. I reported the incident, but I never stopped at that Taco Bell again. This happened to me last year. I was hungry after a late night shift at work. It was past midnight, so I knew I didn't have many options. I saw a McDonald's and pulled off the highway to go there. McDonald's hours vary depending on the location, so I was hoping they would be open. However, the lights were fairly dim, so I wasn't quite sure. I decided to pull into the drive-thru to see. When I pulled up to the speaker, I heard a voice say, "Hi, welcome to McDonald's, what can I get you today?" I said I would have the number 9, and that was all. They said sure, and to pull up to the first window. So I pulled my car around. However, when I reached the window, nobody came to it. I saw the kitchen lights appeared to be all dimmed as if they were closed. I waited there for a couple minutes. I knew I was the only customer, so I didn't know what was taking them so long. After another minute went by, I didn't see any movement at all. I took out my phone and searched McDonald's on Google Maps. The location came up, and when I looked, it said it was closed. I was confused and kept staring at my screen, wondering if this was a mistake. Just then, I saw somebody finally appear at the window out of the corner of my eye. It was a man in all black with a hood covering most of his face. As soon as I turned my head, he ducked down. I drove off as fast as I could and went straight home. I don't know who that was or what happened, but I do know I won't go back to that McDonald's. When I was in college, I worked at McDonald's during the summer. One day, I was working on a Saturday and I was behind the counter taking people's orders. It was going pretty well for a weekend until a man came up and asked for 2 Big Macs. I put in the order, he paid, and I gave him his receipt. I then helped the next person in line. About a minute later, he came back up and said he was charged for 2 Big Macs, but he only wanted 1. I told him he ordered 2, because I know I heard him say 2 Big Macs. He got angry when I said that, and said, "Don't put words in my mouth, I know what I said." "I'm sorry, sir, I wasn't trying to," I said. He then told me not to get smart with him. I could tell he was a short-tempered man. I apologized again and offered to give him money back for a Big Mac and only give him the 1, but he said he didn't want that anymore. He then started saying that I should be fired. I told him to calm down, but that didn't work. He started raising his voice and everybody in the restaurant was beginning to notice. One of my coworkers, Jack, came up and started talking to the man. After a brief conversation with Jack, he said he didn't want anything and he just wanted to leave. We gave him his money and I thought the situation was over. That is, until he leaned in over the counter and said to me, "When you get off, I'll be waiting for you." I didn't know whether to take this as a joke or not, but clearly the man had issues if he was going to make a scene over an extra Big Mac. I didn't say anything, and he turned and walked out. I wasn't too concerned with his threat at all, because I was only an hour into my 8-hour shift. I knew there's no way a man was going to wait around that long, and I didn't think he would actually do that at all. I worked the rest of my shift, which went by relatively well. In fact, by the time I was done, I had forgotten all about the incident. It was 10 p.m. when I was off, so I got my things and headed out to my car. As I approached my car, I saw a car at the other end of the parking lot's doors swing open. Sure enough, out walked the man from earlier. I couldn't believe he actually waited for me. I sprinted for my car, and he chased after me. I almost made it to my door when he grabbed my arm. He started to pull me away from my car, and that's when I screamed like a little girl. I reached into my pocket and pulled out my pepper spray and sprayed it everywhere. Eventually, it got his face in the struggle, and he let go of me and ran away. I accidentally sprayed myself in the face as well, but I was able to get into my car and lock the door with my eyes burning. It didn't get me too bad, and I was able to regain my composure after a couple minutes. I saw two people walking towards my car in concern. They asked me if I was okay and if they should call the police. I said yes, and the police arrived shortly after and took down my information. Unfortunately, the man got away, but I just feel lucky that he didn't hurt me. It still blows my mind to think that he waited around 7 hours to confront me. Ever since I first went to Chick-fil-A, it's been one of my favorite restaurants. I've always loved their chicken sandwiches, and their sauce always hits the spot. However, the college that I recently graduated from is in an area where there's no Chick-fil-A nearby, so when I was at school, I could never have it. Last year, when the semester finally came to an end, I was driving back home to get to my parents' house, and I had the idea to get Chick-fil-A. I left my school in the morning, and it was a 4-hour drive to get back home. When I got about an hour away from home, my cravings got the better of me, and I saw a Chick-fil-A and stopped. It was a Chick-fil-A that I had never been to before, but it looked relatively new and was very busy. I got in the drive-thru line, which was long, but moving fast. I ordered the number one, which is what I usually got, of a chicken sandwich, fries, and a drink. I was so hungry that I decided to park and eat it there. The Chick-fil-A was in a large shopping area that had a mall with a really big parking lot connected to it, so I drove to an open area of the mall parking lot that wasn't very busy. I started to eat, but before long I was kind of annoyed with the way that the sun was shining right into my front window onto me. I moved parking spaces down to where there was a shady spot near a tree. As I backed up my car out of the spot and started to drive, I saw that there was another car that was parked a little ways away from me that started to leave at the same time. I drove over and parked next to a tree, and the car followed me and parked about 10 spots away from me. I found it odd, but overall was more focused on eating. A while later, when I decided to continue with my drive home, I had forgotten all about the car and started to drive away. But when I did, I noticed the car start to drive with me. I never bothered to look to see who was driving it, and it was too far away to tell by this point. I once again found it odd, but what could I do? I got back on the road and then merged onto the freeway that was close by. I noticed the entire time that the car that was seemingly following me did the same. I got kind of worried when I saw this. I wondered why someone would follow me. Had I accidentally cut him off or something before? I kept on driving down the road and the car remained behind me the entire time. I tried some things like slowing down or changing lanes, but he kept following me. I still couldn't really tell much about how the driver looked because I still wasn't able to get a very good look at him. The closer I got to home, the more concerned I became because I didn't want to go all the way home and have this guy potentially know where I live. When I got about 10 minutes away from home, I decided to pull off the highway again and take the exit. I didn't really have much of a plan, but I knew I shouldn't go to my house with somebody following me. There was a little town that had a few stores and gas stations. I pulled into the parking lot of a supermarket and parked in a spot in the back where there weren't many other cars. Of course, the car that was following me did as well. I got out my phone and called my parents. I was going to tell them that I had been followed and ask them what to do. But before I could finish telling them, I saw that the car had parked in a spot behind me in a few spaces to the left. I noticed that the driver's door of the car opened and both passengers' doors in the back did as well. I saw three large men all get out of the car and start heading towards me. In this moment, as they approached my car, I panicked and slammed my foot on the gas pedal and sped away. I saw the men then stop and begin to run back to their car. This is where I got lucky in a way. There happened to be a police car that was driving on the quiet road connecting the supermarket with other businesses. When he saw me speeding away in an almost reckless way, he pulled me over. The car that was following me slowed down too, but then drove away. When the officer got to my window, he told me I was driving a little wild, and I told him my situation. He then gave me just a warning to slow down and drive safer, and offered to drive behind me for a few miles to make sure that I wasn't followed. I took him up on the offer, and luckily I was able to make it home safely without ever seeing that car again. This story happened about a year ago. I was at Chick-fil-A with my girlfriend one night. It was one of both of our favorite restaurants, and we would get it all the time. Usually we would go through the drive-thru, but tonight we decided to eat inside the restaurant. It was a little bit later at night, and not very many other people were there at all. We sat in a booth on the far side of the restaurant, and were all by ourselves for the most part. We were eating, joking around, and just having normal conversation, when all of a sudden I heard a banging at the window right in front of me. We were sitting by the window, so I was super startled. Because it was dark out and the way the window was, I couldn't really see out of it very well at first, but when I looked, I saw a man. There was a guy who looked pretty mean. He was angrily banging on the glass right in front of us. My girlfriend and I were both pretty startled, and we watched the man to see what his problem was. He started to yell something at us, but I couldn't understand what he was yelling. The man wore a dark sweatshirt with the hood up and appeared to wear glasses and have a brown goatee. I don't know if he was insane or what, because I certainly hadn't done anything to make him angry. The man then suddenly stopped yelling and turned his back on us, then sprinted away into the night. My girlfriend and I both looked at each other in shock. "What was that?" she asked. I figured the guy was insane or on drugs or something like that, but we were both just glad that he was gone. Like many Chick-fil-A's, it was next to multiple businesses, so we figured he had come from one of those. We both talked about it for a few minutes, and then were ready to go back home. I had to use the bathroom, so I told my girlfriend that I would be right back and then we would leave. I walked inside the bathroom into the urinal and did my business. As I was in there, though, I remember seeing someone was using one of the stalls in the men's room. When I was done, I got to the sink and began washing my hands, when I heard the stall door start to open. I casually looked over to see who was coming out. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the same man who had been outside. He stopped in his place and just stared at me. Then, slowly, a really wide and creepy grin came over his face. I didn't waste any time and quickly left the bathroom as fast as I could. I saw my girlfriend was waiting for me by the door, and she could see the panic on my face. She asked me what was wrong, and I just told her we had to go. I didn't pay any attention to if the man followed us or not. When we got to the car, I told my girlfriend about how I had seen the man in the bathroom. She was really shocked to hear this, and we drove home after that. Thankfully, we never saw the man again. What was the most crazy thing is that we had a view of the only entrance to the restaurant the entire time, and we never saw the man come inside the door. I don't know how he was suddenly inside the bathroom, but thinking about it gives me the creeps.